The 53-member African Union says the international community must work to avoid a military confrontation with Iraq. The statement was included in the communique issued at the end of the AU summit in Addis Ababa. African leaders are deeply concerned about the economic repercussions a war against Iraq would have on the continent. In their joint declaration, the heads of state emphasized that the international community should pursue all diplomatic means to make Iraq comply with UN Resolution 1441. The resolution demands that Iraq turn over its weapons of mass destruction or face serious consequences. The statement says a Gulf War would bring far-reaching economic consequences for all countries in Africa, whose economies depend heavily on oil from the Middle East. The chairman of the African Union, South African President Thabo Mbeki, says if a decision has to be made about whether to go to war, it should be made by the UN Security Council and not by the United States.
There must be respect for this multilateral institution and an avoidance of unilateral action.
On Monday, South Africa announced it is sending a special mission to Baghdad in an effort to persuade Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein to reveal his illegal weapons program. Mr. Mbeki would not say what actions the African Union may take if the United States launches an attack without a second UN resolution authorizing the use of force in Iraq. The United States has repeatedly said that if Iraq does not disarm through UN inspections, it will act militarily with a coalition to remove Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein from power. Alicia Rue, VOA News, Addis Ababa.